Hello, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And you've been voting away on Twitter. And I tell you what, the winning categories will come as a surprise to absolutely no one. However, if we're all sick of talking about the things that we've all been talking about for the last few days, then everyone in this room has got a wild card to play. So if they've had enough of it and they just want to talk about something else, they can play a wild card once and once only to talk about a different topic within each category. With me, with wild cards in their pockets, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Mike Kearney, and I have got Ian Salmon. And we'll dive straight in, shall we, with LFC. And your options were the Curtis Jones Red and Appeal, the team for Union SG, which we've just done in some detail on Under the Light, so just listen to that instead, or the women's win at Arsenal. And unsurprisingly, everyone wanted to talk about the Curtis Jones Red and Appeal. Now, I will say, before we start talking about this, we're recording this on earlier in the week. I won't break the fourth wall entirely. I'll just say we've recorded it at some point earlier in the week in an undisclosed location. by the time this comes out, the situation may be very different. So please forgive us if we sound a little bit silly. Neil, is it worth risking an extension for?
I think the answer to that is just on balance, yes, in that if you got it reduced to one or zero in terms of the suspension versus three or four, that's there. But I think the other thing is, Christ, let's imagine they throw that out at this point in time, if you know what I mean, from a Liverpool point of view. Also, there's the grounds of it was originally given as a yellow card by the referee in real time, and then there's also a little bit of sort of sophistry around the terms of what should or shouldn't be shown, supposedly, and that's meant to be in there as well.
I was under the impression that that was the basis that we're appealing it on, is that it's the images, it's actually shown a still image initially rather than the kind of the footage from all angles, and that that isn't in line with the protocols for VAR.
That may well be the terms on which Liverpool choose to appeal it, and then from there, then, if that's what they've done, then they may well find, at the very least, they shouldn't be getting punished if they're able to say, well, there's legitimate cause for this appeal given this. So I think on balance, yes, is sort of my answer to your initial question. And then from there, I think, you know, the football is of real value and importance to Liverpool at the minute in every sense that matters, because he's been great and he's been so important to Liverpool's unbeaten run. I mean, I want to be clear about this. Curtis Jones remains unbeaten as far as I'm concerned, because he wasn't on the pitch when Tottenham scored their goals. You know, Curtis, since he's come back into the side against Chelsea last year, Liverpool haven't lost